Giants training camp starts on July 27th, and practices are open to the public every day at 1 p.m. at the Giants training facility. July 28th is Autograph Day, when you can come down and get the signature of your favorite Giant. For the full training camp schedule, go to Giants.com.
Back here on Giants.com with today's Giants Insiders, Giants cornerbacks coach Peter Ginta. Coach, as we head towards training camp now, you have a lot of corners, and you always say you can have enough corners. And last year, you had about 9 or 10. You lose 3 or 4 with injuries over the course of the preseason. As you head into camp here, what are your expectations for some of your younger guys learning and coming along here as we get closer to the regular season?
We've had a very good OTA so far, so I think those guys have learned the system, and I'm looking forward to seeing them compete in training camp for roles on this football team.
You have a young guy in Jaron Hosa who's in his second year, and he made a lot of progress last year, got a lot of valuable experience. Where are you looking for the most improvement from him in year number two?
Yeah, just to see if he can play multiple spots, can play the corner and the nickel spot well without making a lot of mistakes, getting out there and being productive, making plays for us.
For a guy that's played mostly nickel, at least in his first year here, what are some of the challenges for him to adjust playing outside?
Just using the sideline to help you, knowing where you are as far as splits are concerned, and being able to handle a guy, on a every down basis instead of being a nickel, just playing on a limited role.
It's good to have Aaron Ross back in the mix. He obviously knows your system, knows your scheme. You can use him in both spots, outside and inside, right?
Oh, correct. He's done a great job at the nickel spot for us right now, but he did a great job in the Super Bowl run where he's playing the right corner spot. He can play right, left, play the nickel, so his flexibility would be huge for us. He knows how to win, knows what it takes to be successful, so we're so excited to have him back, and I know he's excited to be here.
A guy like Corey Webster, he had a down year last year by most regards. Now, he battled some injuries, too. He had the broken hand. He had a hamstring most of the season. What are you looking for in terms of a bounce-back year from Corey Webster?
We're looking for Corey to become a consistent performer and give us what he did at the end of the year in 2011. He can get out there. We put him on the opponent's best receiver most of the time that year and be able to do that and perform consistently and give us what we need this year. Hopefully with Aaron and Terrell and Jaron, all the depth we have now, that he'll be able to stay at the left corner spot and provide us with that consistency that we're looking for.
And it looked like Prince took a lot of big steps at the end of last season. Are you confident that he's ready to take yet another step in his third year as a member of the Giants?
Oh, we are, John. This offseason has been his first true offseason where he's gotten all the reps every day, as a starter. No injuries, no problems. He's, worked very hard with Jerry Palmieri and Marcus Paul, to get himself in the kind of shape that we need him to be in, to take care of his back, take care of his foot, take care of all those things. And he's done a tremendous job. He's made a huge stride from last year, to this year in the spring. We're looking forward to it continuing in training camp and in the preseason games. But like you said, last year was like a rookie year. This is his second year. So that's where you're hoping to see the big leap and the big improvements. So far, so good.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks
a lot.
Thank you, John. Giants cornerbacks coach Peter Ginta. Plenty more coming on Giants.com. Stay tuned.